Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is our 27th podcast in the series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. And with me today is Anant Agrawal, the Chief Marketing Officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Anant, back on December the 23rd, we did an interview with an operator who questions how pre-kitting will allow the driver to meet individual customer requests. He claims that when the machines are pre-kitted, the driver may not have the products on hand that a customer asks for at the location. How do you respond to this?
Well, I feel that if the customer has to request a change in what the vending machine has to offer, then you're now responding in a reactive fashion. The trick is, how can you anticipate those requests beforehand? And with pre-kitting, it's absolutely critical to have pre-kitting and planograms in place to be able to recognize those sales trends. So the ideal situation is really when you monitoring your routes and your vending machines show that, you know, there's a certain product that is selling out all the time, or there's certain products that just are not selling at all, then you want to start changing those items in the machines proactively so that the consumer really doesn't have a reason to request a change because they're not buying something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's, just for the sake of argument, what if a driver is at a location and a customer does ask for something and the driver doesn't have it in the truck? He should at least acknowledge he will try to do something to get the product, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I think the request efficiently needs to make its way back to the management of the vending company. And then the vending company needs to make a decision whether or not to change the product. I've heard cases many times when someone at the location will request an oddball item for a vending machine, and everyone knows that no one's going to buy that product except for maybe that HR manager. And in those situations, it's really management's responsibility to contact the client and to come up with a resolution, maybe just give the client a box of what they're looking for. But putting it into the machine and wasting a spot in the machine is going to hurt sales if that product doesn't sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I think that answers the question. Again, listeners can go back and listen to the original interview on December 23rd on our website and decide for themselves what the proper course of action should be. Anant, thank you so much.
Thank you, Elliot.